You know what?
Yeah.
I think today.
Oh, no.
Yes. Today we can do without the.
You mean you're chucking it?
Yep.
For good?
Wow.
For good.
You know what I call that? A Friday shocker.
There you go. Deal with that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's start today.
20 years.
Before he says his piece.
Without the beer.
Well, why not just play?
I like driving home
exactly,
with Don and Mike.
You're singing about yourself in third person.
I know. How egotistical. How egotistical.
Shut up, you. Not you, him. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Thank you for the emails last night. Were you drunk?
A wee tipsy.
A little bit, so the weekend started a little early for you?
Yes, it did. It was such a beautiful evening. Yes.
Thanks for mine, Joe.
I got the drunky emails from Joe last night.
Just once, Joe.
They're nice. They're very nice. They're very flattering.
Yes. Really like, repair our damaged relationship.
It's like,
you know?
Hello, Don. It's Joe. I won't get into it, but it's about it's.
I love stuff. You. I hate Mike.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what it said.
You know.
Right.
And then the second one was
a now long... you know what I did. Anything say? Was there anything in there about you know? I know. Now you know what I was dealing with when he was asking about all those sound effects, just like yesterday. I'm not being paranoid,
Mike. It was all show related.
Oh, okay.
Just Joe's thoughts about. Pushing the envelope and management, et cetera. Uh-oh. And then I like, so he signs off, and it's very nice, and I can tell he's drunk. When I'm reading it this morning, I can tell. And then I notice that a second one, he sends a second one like 5 minutes later.
Right.
And it's like, P.S., bring back strip trivia. That'll show 'em. We can put the pictures of hot people on the internet. Joe!
He was feeling randy.
Joe.
420.
Wow.
420
big 420 day in the Ardinger household.
420.
Well, Joe, I appreciate it. Oh, and hold on. Before you give us your weekend sign on here, Mike, a gift for you from our friend Buzz Burbank.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yesterday we had been discussing. Buzz had been discussing Arnold Schwarzenegger's penis.
Constantly.
Right.
Anyway,
I can't stop talking about it.
Do we have a nude?
It.
Buzz brought in the photo from the pumping iron days of Arnold's penis.
Well,
so let's get that right at donandmikewebsite.com.
All right. You know, I know that Maria Shriver once said what being like being mounted by a horse.
A big man.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't what seem to be that.
Maybe it was Mike obsessing about that. No, Mike said the thing about being mounted like a horse.
I remember the quote, yeah.
You said that.
I had given you guys a nude picture before, and I could bring it in again if you like. And you said, yes, I'd like.
Oh, did I?
Yes, that's how I remember it.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
Was yesterday Fag Tuesday on the show?
Oh, God. You should have heard it.
This is a wonderful picture.
Hold on. As it turns out, Tuesday we did also do a lot of gay material. Yesterday would have been Gay Thursday.
Yes, of course.
Gay Thursday, since today is Gay Friday.
But yesterday was the gayest.
Well, thank you for the picture, Buzz.
Certainly. You're welcome. Enjoy.
He appears to be slightly larger than average.
It's suitable for framing.
And thank you for the emails, Joe.
But in no way horse-like.
No.
And now, hold on a second. Play your jingle first.
Listen up. This is the XM Nation.
Sure is.
60s on 6.
XM Radio. Another hour of music. Pow, 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 the Beatles.
Do it, Joe.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
Bye.
Weekend's here. Have a can of beer.
That's just not fair. That, ladies and gentlemen,
20 years.
That is sabotage. There are hijackers on the show.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Two men
such
with matches in their shoes broke through the door of the studio.
Right.
Came in.
Back
said, play the goddamn song.
Hot foot.
Thought that I should make that
I'm going to pull a Flight 93 on this in just a moment.
Beer.
I'm going to have to be the guy that steps up and says,
I love driving home.
Someone's got to step up for America.
Oh, yeah. My God. What a horrible way to cut that off. With Ava.
Ava Longoria.
She did it.
Hi, baby. There you go. Wow. Okay, so before we start the show, we always like having a couple of quick things to get to on, yes, on the pre-show. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. The haircuttery stuff, I think I'll save and tell you about that in a second.
Did you go?
No, I didn't, but I did get...
that would have been silly.
I did get a very nice electronic mail from the vice president of haircuttery, and I do have a list of the 7 people that have the...
Oh,
haircuttery, get a free haircut at any time you like cards.
Wonderful. So there really are only 7 others.
Well, according to...
Nationwide?
According to John Liner, who is Vice President, Media Relations, Haircuttery Incorporated.
Very nice. I love his notes.
Worldwide.
The Liner notes?
Thank you.
Give you that in a second.
Happy Friday, everybody.
This is a warning, not necessarily a promotional announcement, a warning that Glenn Campbell may be calling the show. I know you're saying right now, the hottest stars
always
call.
Every day.
The Don and Mike show. There's a chance. Yes. There's a chance. Now, really, we're going to run both spectrums today, and probably neither one of these people will call. But there is a chance that either Snoop Doggy Dog or Glenn Campbell will call the show today. There are feelers into both of them. We're working on for what. Now, I know Snoop we want to talk to you about because he has some kind of dog food or something coming out now.
Are they traveling together?
And what is it with
they're touring.
What is it with Campbell, buddy?
Well, Glenn Campbell, my guess, how old do you think Glenn Campbell turns tomorrow?
65.
70.
70.
Oh, it's his 70th birthday.
He looks 65 in that mugshot.
He's going to tour with the Beach Boys this summer, but not before he does a run at Branson with Charo. And we wanted to
wish Charo still performing?
He's going to be at Branson with Charo.
With Charo.
To do a run with Charo.
That is like the Saturday night show at the Copacabana in hell.
Yeah, so we're hoping that he can call so we can wish him happy birthday.
I love Charo.
I love Glenn Campbell.
And I love Snoop Doggy Dog Izzle Shizzle. Mizzle. So,
I loved his performance in Soul Plane.
Probably neither will call, but just keep that in mind. When that phone rings, it could be one of any number of major stars calling the show today.
That is tremendously exciting.
I don't know.
That's tremendously exciting, Ross.
I don't know if I should get into this in great detail because I don't want to hurt my chick's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
But, in whatever this is that I'm going into with her, the whatever part of this life that it is that I'm going into now with her, today we had, and she probably doesn't even realize it, the first time that really I realized, and I've known this all along, they're all the same. They're all the same. You turn them upside down, you know what I'm saying. I mean, I know you've heard that before, like a bowling ball. Anyway.
I had heard that.
Anyway, she was nice enough to, my car had to be serviced. So, I told you a couple of days ago.
How about that?
Yeah, we all do.
She dropped me off at the place, mm-hmm. and drove me to work. And then today was the day it had to be picked up.
Ah.
She was nice enough to take time out of her job, come to my house, pick me up.
That's very nice.
Drive me to the car place.
Did she pick you up last night? Also from here?
Or 2 nights ago, whenever it was.
2 nights ago when your car wasn't here.
She did. Yeah.
So, I'm kind of nutty about getting to work on time.
Sure.
So I thought I'd given plenty of time for her to pick me up and take me to the place. And I accounted Friday afternoon rush hour traffic as well.
It hits early.
And it was the first time ever that I've been in the car with her. She's driven plenty of times where I'm the passenger, where I was being the front seat, back seat driver.
Ah.
And I was doing the, come on, make a left here.
Right.
Come on, pass this car. And I think at one point, I probably did say it was the under the breath thing, less talking, more driving, I'm like looking, going, Hey, what's the speed limit on this road?
Man.
I don't know. And she's just happy as can be just talking and really being nice to me, saying like,
she drives deliberately, does she?
I think it's my scintillating personality.
I see.
She said, her face hurt. Now, you'd find this hard to believe. She said her, Well, Rob would find that easy to believe.
At his house.
But she's
normal.
Not Gary.
Yeah. I had a nickel.
I know.
The new novel from Rob Spiewak, Driving Through Tears.
This is so hard to believe. I'm such a dick. She said, oh, my face hurts from smiling and laughing, from talking to you so much. When I'm in the car with you, right? I know that's BS, things that people say at the beginning that they don't really mean.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting more frustrated as I looked at the time, and I'm going, oh, my God. It's 1:30. We're not even on 395 yet. It's like, please, drive with a little urgency. And we were in the right-hand lane behind some Muslim who was, she had on the burqa.
The burqa?
Thank you.
The burqa.
The Bertha Butt burqa. And really, she's going 42. Now, 395 is a major freeway in D.C.
It's a highway. That's dangerous to go that
speed limit is 55. Yeah, but let's face it, on a Friday with no cops around, people are going 85 and 90. Mm. Well, for whatever reason, my chick is doing me a favor because she's having such a good time chatting to me because I'm such a wonderful conversationalist. She's happy just to go 42.
Well, when you're in the passenger seat, you have your new name, Johnny Magnetic.
Well... Anyway, if she's listening, how you doing?
Did you, were you rude?
I don't think I was.
Kurt, perhaps?
I don't, you know what? She took it well.
Uh-huh.
If I was, and I'm pretty sure
was.
Was
this the first time you were ever in the car with her when she drove?
Oh, no, she's driven a couple of times before, but this is the first time there was some urgency.
Yeah.
And, okay, well, I wrote down when I got to the car place, I was waiting for my car. Uh-huh. I did tell her 4 times to change lanes. 3 times I said, please go the speed limit. 2 times I said, pass this guy. Mm-hmm. And then emphatically, when it was the Muslim. and then the less talking, more driving. I don't think she heard that one.
That was under the breath?
That was...
if it was under the breath, then the tone had to be... Less talking, more driving.
Which, you know, really is a carryover from My Sweet Frida.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. Right.
Eventually, someday... I'll have the balls to look some woman in the eye and say something to her.
Say what you're really feeling and say it out loud where she can hear it.
I don't think that day's happening anytime soon, though.
No.
You're such an idiot.
So that was just very nice. She drops me off. And,
that is very nice.
And I'm never going to get there.
I get the car, and I think I'd called Rob because going to this place on 395,
he didn't improve your time.
It was pissing me off that she was going like 42, and there's nobody driving eastbound on this highway.
Right.
Now, what are you doing, Rob?
Mike just cracked on my driving.
I had a little. That was not under my breath. That was a little aside about Rob's driving.
Oh no! Rob makes her look like Danica Patrick.
Really?
Really?
Good for her.
No, Rob's improved over the years, hasn't he?
No, he has. You know, every once in a while when I'm pulling into work, I'll get a call, and it's either Rob who's in front of me or behind me at a stoplight, and I don't realize it.
Womp, 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 womp.
And it's like
womp,
the phone rings. Womp, I go, hey, womp. What's happening? He goes, you know, I can see you. And if I'm in front of him, even if I'm at the McDonald's, you know, I'll sit there. By the time I've got my car turned off and everything, and you know, get the sunroof closed and do all the
put
all
your
the
makeup
stuff.
On.
Yeah, he's just motoring in at that moment.
Well, that's because I've just come off Interstate 66 and the engine has to cool. You have to rest the engine after you work it that hard.
So, Rob calls.
And then I sat and really worked it.
He calls his entry into the parking lot his glide slope.
And if God forbid, he's in front of you.
Yeah.
When you make that left-hand turn at McDonald's and he calls you to say, hey, you know, I'm in front of you. And then you say, hey, what's happening, buddy? I'll see you at work. Get ready for the longest 10 minutes of your life.
It normally goes, hey, Don, I'm in front of you. And then I hear, S.
Well, you still have your old man sedan, don't you?
I've drive that and the Tahoe. I don't know. I lost the word.
He's driven slowly like an old woman when he's driven his big four-wheel drive thing.
He has had occasion to drive both you and me in the car, and that's when it's torture for him. I know that.
And drive you crazy.
Drive you home and drive you crazy.
I've driven behind Rob before. Nobody drives as slow as Beth Ann McBride did, though. I got behind her one day, and it took me like what would normally be a 5-minute commute.
You got behind her,
it was like
Buzz?
20. Yeah, well,
you
know.
Got behind her.
Following
yeah.
as closely as I could.
I was cut off by a gentleman that looked like Richard Roundtree last evening in a pickup truck as I was heading into Manassas.
Why is Shaft driving a pickup truck?
I don't know, but I pulled up alongside of
him. This is Robert the Mailman.
And he won.
I know he's black.
Because I gave him the stare.
Oh.
I gave him the angry stare.
Why aren't we brave?
And then his passenger side window was rolled down. And he said, it was something like, what?
Like what?
What? And I rolled down the window because I was both challenged and terrified at the same time because
challenged.
I realized.
He's mentally retarded.
Challenge is one of the 10 you don't say, Mike.
Definitely. And I think
your window licker, your Mongo.
We both parted as friends because I rolled down the window. I looked at him and I said, he said, do you have a problem? He said to me, and I said, no, I was just looking at you. You were going kind of fast. I wanted to see if you were crazy or not. And when I said it, that's exactly how I said it.
That's pretty good.
And when I said that, he just went, I just want people to move on down the road.
Right, that's what we all want. God bless him.
I just want people to move on down the road.
God bless that man.
And I looked at him. I looked at him. And I said, you know what? I can't find an argument for that. And he's like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. Good night, friend.
Oh, you're lucky
you know
to be
what
alive.
Could have been really, seriously, a road rage incident. Because I was tired, and I was just looking at him, and I think he took it as kind of a challenge stare, you know, which maybe it really was.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was fun. It was a fun moment.
And about driving. So I leave the car place right now. She's dropped me off. And she's going on to work, right? And she's got maybe a 10-minute head start on me.
All right.
Because I've had to wait to do the paperwork and wait for them to bring the car around. So as I'm driving on 395, I'm doing the thing like, you know, people must have been so pissed at me. Like, I was the guy that would go left lane, middle lane, right lane, middle lane, right lane, left lane, right lane. You know, it's like almost like playing Frogger. You know, you're just trying to jump to the front. Well, she doesn't even know it, but I guess somewhere around Seminary Road, I went by her and just in a big explosion of dust. Like, okay, goodbye. Bye. I didn't want to call her to say, you know,
no, right.
You know, hey, I just saw you, you know, because in essence, what I would be saying is,
eat my dust.
Yes, look how fast I'm getting back to work now. and I wasn't even, I was going.
Your normal speed.
Yeah, my normal, 140. Uh-huh. My normal speed.
In a 45.
Well, that's my MO, Mike.
He's got the card, the celebrity card.
That's right. My MO. So anyway, thank you to her for taking me out there.
That was the failed sitcom that we wrote. That's my MO.
That's my MO. And Buzz, you mentioned a magic name that we're going to have to hear today on the show.
Oh, yeah?
Our former producer, Beth Ann McBride.
Oh, thank you, Don.
Now, I've got to tell you that this will be a segment, if you can call it that. I've not heard anything of these. These are podcasts of Beth Ann's radio show.
Oh, sure.
Now, we have heard one episode of her show that had her talking to a tax guy, right?
Uh-huh. It was a paid thing, I think.
Johnny Norman, our webmaster and guy that works in the back, who got these tapes from iTunes or something, said that she's taken a lot of elements of our show, and now incorporated him into her show.
Well, good for her.
That she'll take what did Yanni say, Rob? She would take a wacky tape.
Yeah, I think she's trying to duplicate your format, and it's wacky tapes, music beds, big voice guy,
and the voice, and Yanni, who's the voice guy? Is that guy that they've got here?
Yeah, same guy,
Zeus. Oh.
Yeah, sounds good.
Really?
Well, it's bad MP3, but you know. It's give her credit for trying to jazz things up.
I like it when you try to be diplomatic.
I really like it when you're trying to be nice.
Not in his nature.
You don't want to oversell it, but.
But
you were highly entertained, right?
You'll like it.
Good, very good. Okay.
There you go.
All right, so let's just listen to a little bit of The Ride with McBride.
Yay.
Our former producer.
John Norman's going back down to his job at his White House press secretary.
John McClellan.
We love her. We miss her. We still have a picture of her on the wall that gets rolled up every once in a while. The edges, because it's very hot in our office.
It's the moisture, Don.
And the edges.
Come on, tell the truth. It's from when it's being held in a sweaty hand.
It ends up looking like the Declaration of Independence because the thing keeps rolling up and rolling up like one of those ancient scrolls.
If you took that down and CSI'd it, you'd have fingerprints aplenty.
Oh, see, not just prints.
If we would be more generous with our push pins, Beth Ann's picture would never fold over and roll up. But we only put one pin right above her head.
It's a one pin picture.
She didn't get the four pins on all corners.
Not like old F. Lee Rowling up there.
No, he's been put up with pins of Dean Banowitz.
All right, so here is Beth Ann McBride.
The Triads News Talk Station, 600-1200 WSJS.
Look at what you sunk to. Look at what you've become. Look in the mirror, because you need help. Because I can't stand by and do it anymore. It's turning my stomach. I can't stand around here watching you destroy yourself. It's eating me up inside.
Buckle up and enjoy The Ride with McBride. You've got your mother and
your brother every other. It's different than she was doing before.
Yeah. And you recognize the format. You think I'm
stupid, but the truth is that. Does she talk? I guess she must. It's a talk station.
Beth Ann?
You're on.
BA.
Turn them. It is 3:36. Oh. Sunny at 71 right now.
Yeah.
It's a new one from Kelly Clarkson. The very first American Idol.
Yeah, Yanni?
That's one more thing I forgot to tell you. It takes her a good 60 seconds to get into the break on all three of those.
Wow. She plays it to the label, does she?
Oh, yes, she does.
All right. All the time.
And talking a little like an album rock jock.
Yeah. She's much more relaxed, it sounds like.
Yeah, let's hear this.
I think we
That's
know
on
why.
Tonight. Oh, you know what's kind of nice?
What's that?
This morning when I got into work, on my voicemail was a listener, a lady, and was trying to do the callidol.com. And she was interested in that website that we were talking about yesterday.
Right.
So I called her back and I said, Nancy, it's dialidol.com.
Uh-huh.
And so just to make sure, she went to her computer and, you know, she's spelling it out. And I said,
let's hear the next segment.
Watching grass grow. And
let's just hear...
I wonder if that lady found her way to the website.
That was from April 19th.
I think you're all being so unfair.
Which was 2 days ago. This is from...
we're all being so, so unfair.
The 20th. This is just from yesterday.
1200 WSJS.
Oh, Jackie, come on. I mean, I don't know who you're trying to kid. We both know that there's only one thing that you've ever really wanted to be.
A strategically placed staple in an Abercrombie & Fitch catalog?
No. Actor. That's the only thing that you've ever been passionate about in your entire life. And look at you, you're built for it. You got little short legs and a big torso and a wobbly head like Al Pacino.
Is that a Will and Grace tape? Is that what she's playing?
Hot as today's headline.
Oh, she's a chick. Yeah. Okay. B.A.?
It's The Ride with McBride.
Small town homecoming queen, she's the star in this scene. There's
we're getting an idea for a musical taste.
Oh, she always liked this stuff.
4 o'clock.
A little quicker that
beautiful.
Time.
Beautiful. Sunny and 67. Tomorrow, if you get a chance, please, go by the 2006 Spring Blood Drive to help the troops. It's at the National Guard Armory on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem. It's going to be happening tomorrow from 9 in the morning to 5
nice lady.
In the afternoon. The mobile blood unit from Fort Bragg will be collecting blood for our troops.
Does Will and Grace even
air
in the Carolinas?
You can sign up if you want to, and you can drop
it
drop
does
in.
Now, Rob.
The number to call if you want to sign up is 766.
Okay. Her lead I think she's taking a real chance playing a tape from a show about homosexuals.
I know we talked to Don yesterday about it. Well, I am so excited. We were supposed to talk to Brent last week.
Who's Brent?
Because the fired apprentices just have not been very good about calling on time.
Oh, here she goes.
No,
here she goes. Her wheelhouse. Reality show guests.
No.
Reality show cast-offs.
Oh, wow.
No.
We used to have that feature.
and it was so damn popular.
No.
Time and he was the only fired apprentice that called on time, and he's fun, he's lost weight, life is looking great for Brent Buckman. He's got a website, brentbuckman.com. He can come speak to your group or organization. Oh, I'm sure you can find out more on his website. And he's taking the weight off. He has his own diet. It's all bagel-based. And we're going to talk to Brent Buckman right now on the Technicom guest line. Hi, Brent.
Good afternoon. How's everyone doing today?
We're doing well, Brent. Are you still feeling good? Still doing the bagel diet?
I am still doing the bagel diet, and I'm feeling fantastic.
Oh, oh God. That
no.
For me, that's like douche chills from about a year and a half ago.
That's right. And now we get Glenn Campbell.
Well, it sounds to me.
Yeah, watch it. You better pray Snoop calls before Glenn Campbell.
See how
wow.
he's grown?
You better pray, Rob.
There seems to be a whole underlying theme on that segment of her show. She's got the Willing Grace, and then she's got Brent, and it's bagel diet.
That's true.
We got more? We got,
and
we
the
got
chick
more?
Music.
The Triads News Talk Station, 600.
Each one of these, incidentally, is like 15 minutes long.
Ooh.
If you ever want to really spend the time. Nope. Anybody, just put your hand up if you do.
No, thank you.
Let's see. Alan Jackson, Alejandro, Alison Krauss, the Angels, the Archies, Aretha Franklin, the Beatles, Dan McLean. Remember him?
What are you about to do? Don McLean.
She's playing a tape of Bush being stupid.
Reading his iPod list.
Right. Dan McLean.
All these. I'll put them on shuffle. Dwight Yoakam. I got the shuffle. What's it called? The little
shuffle.
Looks like a
shuffle. That's the name of one of the model trucks.
Yeah, shuffle.
Called the shuffle.
Lightweight.
Is that Britt Hume he's talking to? Sounds like it.
So I think this is the interview the president did in the empty steel tank.
No.
But you know.
Come on, Dan. Where are you, honey?
It's pretty high-tech stuff.
For goodness sakes. Oh, here we go.
We got the refugees.
No fighting.
Rap?
No fighting.
It's the ride.
Wow.
I
never really knew that she could dance like this.
She make a man. Turn it up.
Man. Yo, yo, yo.
Consistency is what I like.
Yo, 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 yo.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that.
Oh,
the leader of
her.
The free world on his iPod shuffle. It is 4:38, sunny and 70. Coming up tomorrow, 3 o'clock. It's Wednesday, so John and Gib will be here for Money Matters. And then on Thursday, the ride will be live from the 17th Annual Used Book Sale at the Education Building at the Dixie Classic Fair. It's for the Shepherd Center.
Okay, we've got to just, you know, we love this girl too much.
To go on.
To put her through the maze grinder right now. To
put her through a grinder? I think that's good radio. I think you're all being unfair.
When are you doing your show from the used book fair, Mike?
This weekend. I'll be out there on Sunday.
Okay, you know what? I don't want these thrown away.
No.
I bet there's going to come a time.
When we may need them?
But we're just going to need a pick-me-up.
Let's put it in an envelope then.
Okay,
hold
here
on
you go.
To it.
How about this pretty envelope right here?
That'll
How about
do
this
fine.
One? Is that a good one?
Yes.
Okay.
Push it over here.
Wonderful.
There's the disc. Put that in the emergency break in case we need a laugh file.
Should I put it under B or M?
C for chuckles.
Put it under BM.
Oh, here you go. Perfect.
BM. Beth Ann McBride. Okay. Wow. Well.
Yeah.
Love you a long time.
You know, you could learn some of that respect, though, referring to the president as the leader of the free world, which
Hello.
He supposedly is.
I'll try that.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Pre-show.
Hey,
pre-show. None of this counts. None of this goes on our permanent record.
Thank
Hello.
God.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay. What's up?
Just want to let you know, that was Shakira she just played, or you just played, I would say.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was Shakira.
Ah.
Well, Shakira.
Yeah.
Well, Beth Ann does know how to rock.
Mm-hmm.
We've always thought
yeah,
that about
definitely.
Her.
You yeah, definitely. You got to watch some videos. Hot.
Hey, definitely. Hey, shouldn't you be putting some mulch out somewhere right now, my friend?
Hey, dude, man, I work in HVAC company. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I already done the mulch thing.
Come on, man. Shouldn't you be going out like in a...
He said, did you hear what he said?
What?
He said he already did the mulch thing.
No, nah, man. Come on. Give me a break.
Yeah. Should you be out in your low rider? Shouldn't you be out?
Don't have one. I'm not a Mexican.
Oh, hold on a second. Is it possible that... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
I like stereotyping everybody that calls the show.
Right,
you're not Mexican.
Welcome to Profiler's Corner.
Oh, my God.
Let's try to guess.
I could never...
That's why your show is fun, because you do that.
I could never work for TSA. Oh, yes, we do all the time.
Let's play Guess the Ethnicity.
Okay, I'm out because I was sure.
I'm going to say Salvadoran.
Mexican. Buzz.
Damn it.
Did I get it?
Yep.
Wow. Salvador.
Thank you.
Salvadorian.
Yes. Thank you. Very Salvadorian. Thank you very much.
Round of applause for you, my brother.
Thank you.
Salvadorian. And to that I say, Same thing.
Yeah, partially.
Love that little blue flag with the little kid.
Oh, now
no, dude. No, I've been here too long. I don't do that stuff.
Oh, okay, you don't put that in the window?
Hold on just a second. This may be where this conversation turns around. Give me some of that All-American music, Robbie, real fast, because we got to hit a break. Did you just say that your allegiance, even though you're originally from...
Salvador.
From El Salvador. Even though you're from El Salvador, your allegiance is to the United States of America?
Well, you got it.
Yeah.
Now, look at this.
How about that, huh?
Here I was going to lambaste you, and instead...
Are you a citizen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, congratulations. No.
Thank
God
you,
bless
sir.
You. God yeah. bless you and welcome.
If only we could take you and your fine attitude and multiply it and go down to San Diego and go down to the parts of Texas where there's big holes in the fences.
Well,
can you tell me why it is that America is so much better than El Salvador?
Well, you know, everybody's coming here because it's the land of opportunity. I mean,
there you go. Hey,
that's right.
Brother.
That's economy
right.
is good. You know, it sucks down there.
I'm getting kind of cloudy listening to this, Don.
And America is the best for everything, isn't it, really? I mean, food, chicks, TV, music.
Food, chicks, and TV. That should be the new slogan for America. America, food, chicks, and TV.
Doesn't America really kick ass, my El Salvadoran friend?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, then here you go. I take back all the things I was thinking about you. You know what you are? You're Johnny Patriot.
That's right. Wave the flag.
Okay, just
you
have fun, buddy.
You are Jesus Patriot today. You are my man.
You're an inspiration to all of us, sir.
Now, for $100, can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance?
No, sir.
Oh, where's the buzzer?
You got me there.
Oh, no.
For $100.
You got me there.
Can you tell me? Where was President Lincoln assassinated?
Damn it, you got me there.
I would have accepted either his head or Ford's Theater. Can you tell me?
Go ahead.
The name of the president who had to step down because of Watergate.
Nixon.
Hey, he
winner.
Got one.
A patriot.
Keep going.
How about the
initials? I might know another one.
How about the initials FDR? What do they stand for? It's a president. I'll give you a hint.
Effing damn right.
It's a president. What does it stand for?
Damn it.
Wow.
You got me there.
How many senators do we have?
Oh, that's way too
tough.
No, come on. That's way too tough.
No. How many states do we have?
50.
Very good.
What is the capital of New York?
Damn it. I know this one. Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. Damn it, I know this one. Hold on.
All right, take as much time as you need.
In 4 hours.
About three and a half.
The capital of New York.
Albany.
All right.
Albany.
Hey, America.
I can't remember all of them.
Okay, here we go.
These are Americans.
Who's the meanest judge on American Idol?
Simon Cowell.
Yes!
America. It's a great country, isn't it?
Congratulations, my friend.
Where's my other
Welcome. Part? Welcome to the Don and Mike All-American Nation. You, my friend, are granted a 60-day pass. Feel free to drive during daylight hours.
The curfew has been lifted.
Well, that starts today.
Nice talking to you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, friend.
Enjoy.
Tell your friends to sip the American Kool-Aid.
Okay, adios.
Bye.
All right, man. That was good one, guys.
All right, later, Chewy.
Tell Sam.
Bye-bye.
Tell Sam I said hi. Sam Salvador.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wasn't that your radio name when you worked south of the border? And I don't mean south of the border. I mean when he was working down at the Carolinas border.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good one.
When he was working at Pedro Radio.
Sam Salvador. All right, well, that's a happy turn of events.
It's wonderful.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh, come on, Rob. Even you got to give it up. The guy said he loves America. The guy knew a lot of stuff about America.
He said he was a citizen.
We'll see.
Oh, come on. I know you want to check his papers.
I do.
As always.
Everyone comes from somewhere in this country, Rob.
I came from right here.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from, Buzz?
I came from Kansas.
That's right. Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to hear that whole Ireland thing with you again now?
F you.
Okay. All right.
Well, wow.
I was forming the mouth, the Irish mouth, and he caught me before I got a chance to say anything. Because you know what I was going to say? Even though I'm really not from there, I was going to go, Dublin.
Of course you are. Of course. Stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.